following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hi, Tom Baudet, doing my very first tweet, or twerp, or whatever it's called. Okay, here goes. M6 has clean, comfy rooms, numeral 4, lowest $$ of N-E, nutinol chain, ampersand, I heart it, cuz, and I'm out of characters. Oh, see why this is so popular. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
11 o'clock, time to get up.
Unbelievable!
It is 11 o'clock, and that means it's time for the Doug and Danny Show with sports director Doug Duda.
There's a ray of sunshine in a gloomy, cloudy day.
What?
What's your name?
7:30. Nails. 8. Nails. It doesn't matter. And Big Daddy, Tony Davis.
If a monkey flies out of my butt in any minute, too.
Oh, that's right. It's a freaking Super Bowl. Oh, I can't believe it ended like that.
Doug and Daddy bring you some of the best interviews in Central Nebraska. Here is one of the happy interviewees.
I'm very honored to be on with two such esteemed journalists. This is a treat for me. I do appreciate the chance to talk to a lot of my good friends in the Tri-Cities area, notwithstanding the two of you who are jerks.
Let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. It's time for another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show, live and on location with the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth at the UNK Health and Sports Center, one of the most beautiful facilities in all of Division II athletics. As we get ready for the opening of the high school and collegiate sports season, our fall Loper Luncheon gets underway here at 11:45, 12 noon. The coaches will speak from UNK, Kearney High, and Kearney Catholic. All the coaches of the fall sports teams will be on hand. They bring a few of their athletes with them, and each one of them gives about a five-minute synopsis or overview of their season. $5 lunch being served here today, so stop by. It's free. It's $5 if you want the lunch and open to the public. So if you are a fan of UNK Kearney High or Kearney Catholic, have your lunch with us today here at the UNK Health and Sports Center. Love to see you here, as a good crowd, as always, is expected to be on hand. We are here for the next hour, and for the first time, we're going to put this out. We have been so jam-packed on the show from Big Ten Media Days on with multiple guests that we haven't had a whole lot from just discussion on the radio show or a chance for the fans to ring in or email us with their thoughts on what's going on with the Huskers. I know so much. I mean, I could say the world of sports, but let's face it, 90% of what we get, Tony, is going to be on the Huskers. What do you think? Where are they at? Interesting, Chicken Nick in Omaha. I was checking up on their Facebook page earlier today. One of the interesting things they said is, what would be, or maybe it was unsportsmanlike, what would be an acceptable record for Nebraska? At what point is 9 wins not good enough for you, Nebraska fan? Is 7 wins, I mean, what is it, 10? What would make you go, man, what a huge disappointment. I can't handle this. I am mad. I mean, a disappointment is going to be anything short of playing in the Big Ten Championship game. I can put that out there. I know that. And that's going to be said. Anything short of playing in a BCS game is going to be disappointing to this Nebraska football team, because they want to win the conference championship and they want to go to the Rose Bowl unless they put themselves somehow in a position to win the national championship. And not only do the pieces have to fall right for every team, but I think even more so for where Nebraska is at. So we'd love to hear from you on the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And Vegas has put out their numbers for the season, over-under win totals. We'll talk about that. And what's always interesting, Vegas, they hang with the traditional powers, and their numbers are not what you see in the top 10 and what a lot of other people think. And that is true a lot of the teams that folks are familiar with. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis with you here today. Also at the end of the program, towards the last segment, Jeff Erickson from RotoWire, the senior editor, one of the gentlemen that helped get the whole thing started. The magazine and the website will be answering your fantasy football questions. A ton of fantasy football drafts will be held this weekend. So if you've got a question for Jeff, give us a call or give us an email, and we will pass that along to him. Also, you can put it up on our Facebook page if that's easier for you. Facebook us. All you have to do is go to ESPNSuperstation.com, hit the like button, and we'd love to hear from you.
Doug, anything short of 10 wins when you bring that up, I think for anybody, it's a foregone conclusion that we're playing in Indianapolis on December 3rd. Everybody is talking about it. Tickets, suites have been bought up. Everybody is just, Nebraska will be in that game. Now you look at Nebraska's schedule and you take a step back and go, whoa, wait a minute. They get some awfully tough stretches in there. And, you know, then I guess you start with the non-conference marquee names. I don't know if you got necessarily marquee teams in there, but, you know, when you're playing Wyoming, you're playing Fresno State, you're playing Washington, who really, that second time around, they thumped Nebraska. And what do you think? Well, Nebraska can go out there and get revenge on their home field, and Bo Pelini is going to show Steve Sarkisian, who's bossing this little rivalry or mini rivalry or whatever got started last year, whatever. You start getting in that conference schedule, and you go on the road at Wisconsin to start things off. 10 wins is the total. Now, when you look at the total which Bodog put out, $160, that is on the under. So if you think Nebraska's going to win less than that, under would be favored. But I think if 10 wins, anything less than that is a huge disappointment going into this year.
Foregone conclusion, many, and we've talked about this ever since the Big Ten schedule come out. Nobody thinks Nebraska will lose one of the first four games. They're going to be challenged, there's no doubt about it, but everybody assumes the first four games. Then you have to assume that Taylor Martinez doesn't get hurt. So that are the two things you're looking at when you're looking at these 10 wins. I think, Tony, if Nebraska starts the season 4-0 and Taylor Martinez plays every single football game, 10's the number, but 10's a push. So they're saying 11 and 12, if you're the huge Husker fan, if you're psychotic, if you want to go over, that's your only chance. You're saying they're going to win the championship or they're going to play for a national title. Anything else, I mean, the smart money, if you're not a Nebraska fan, has to be under. That's the smart. If you're not a Nebraska fan, you have to take the under, because the worst you can do is push on a 10-win season.
Now, on the opposite side of that, Doug, you get the computer up in front of you, Iowa. Can you find their win total for me? Because everybody's saying how favorable the Iowa schedule is compared to Nebraska's schedule. It could come down to that game.
Eight.
Okay, eight. Eight, and the over, is it over or under favored? Over would be favored, I got to think.
Under is going to cost you a lot more money if you're going to take Iowa. Minus 175.
Okay. Well, everybody's talking about when you're breaking down schedules, how much easier Iowa's schedule is, and Iowa's the team that one of the Big Ten Network, when they go to the practices, that was one of the teams that jumped out to them. Thinks they've got a lot of young players that are going to step up and emerge. Interesting, yesterday also put out was 10 games that will settle the BCS title matchup by Tony Barnhart on CBSSports.com. And, yes, Nebraska-Wisconsin is one of those. That, though, is the only Big Ten team, or only Big Ten game that he's got in any of those. And it's not ranked for, you know, ones higher or tens, you know. It's not ranked 1 through 10 or how he thinks things are going to come down. It just starts on September 3rd with two games played that day. Boise State at Georgia, well, which is in, that game's in Atlanta, and Oregon at LSU in Arlington, Texas, which many people think would be a very, very interesting game. Another thing people are talking about, Doug, in the college football scheme of things, you got Ohio State, you got Miami, the second week of the season, on national TV. Should that game be on national TV, or should the NCAA step in and say, sorry, guys, because of the conduct of what your people at your institutions put you in and put the trouble that you're in, you're gone?
No.
No way. No. Okay, that's just another discussion.
That's another penalty. That's more penalty. There's only so much penalty you can have. It does. If you do that, it penalizes the current coaches. It penalizes the current players. It penalizes the alum that had nothing to do with this. It penalizes way too many people.
Well,
you want my opinion?
Well,
that's my opinion.
Well, that's fine. You can have that opinion. Many people out there say, "Wait a minute, you guys are totally." Made a mockery out of the NCAA and all the sanctions and all the secondary violations on top of the major infractions that both programs have been committed. That's one of the big games out there. his list goes on. You don't have to wait very long. There's two games on September 3rd. Then he's got Oklahoma at Florida State. Both of those teams, by the way, on Bodog, 10 is the number for them, too. Now, Oklahoma, if you want over that, you got to lay 150. So many people think, or Vegas thinks, they are favored to win over the 10 games.
And these do not count your conference championship games. These do not count your bowl games. These do not count anything but your 12 regular season games.
Right, right. Then it goes on September 24th, Arkansas-Alabama. They think that could decide, be one of the games to settle the BCS title. Then Nebraska-Wisconsin, November 5th, LSU at Alabama. November 12th, Oregon at Stanford. Oregon shows up twice. The first time out, first game out of the chute with LSU, then at Stanford on November 12th. November 12th also has a game, TCU at Boise State. You know, two of those teams that were right in the mix last year. Then Florida State at Florida, November 26th, and his last one is Oklahoma at Oklahoma State. So those are the games that Tony Barnhart says that he factors in the top 10 games that will factor in to the title this year.
You could have wrote that column. Is there one game on there that doesn't pit two top 10 teams or two top 15 teams, and that's the Florida game because Florida's not in the top 25, but a heavy rivalry? Stanford's in the top 10. Those are all top 10 matchups. Of course they're going to figure into the BCS. Everyone you mentioned, at least, and I haven't read the article, but everyone you mentioned features top 10 teams, except that Georgia's not a top 10 team, but Boise State is, and that's going to be, as people believe, their toughest challenge. Maybe. We'll see. With moving to the new conference. So that's a logical article.
Sorry, it disappointed you.
I'm not a Tony Barnhart fan, so I should put that out front and center. But, I mean, I'm just saying the typical college, normal college football fan could have told you that, yeah, I'm guessing those games will impact. And I'm just saying that's an article that you could have written because you're as knowledgeable about that as anybody else.
You got two great games to start the season on September 3rd. And they're both, well, pseudo-neutral fields. LSU, of course, will have the majority of fans in Arlington, Texas, and Georgia, of course, will have the majority of fans in Atlanta. They're not on their home stadium fields or whatever. But Oregon, LSU, Boise State, Georgia, what a great way to get the college football season started. It beats the hell out of Nebraska, Tennessee, Chattanooga. That's what I'm saying.
They are playing background music here right now at the UNK Health and Sports Center as we get ready for our Loper lunch. Styx and Babe, really? 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 How did that even make it in here? Because I know Rich Broderson doesn't play this on game night.
That's what the kids are listening to.
I was going
to
say, can you imagine Shadron rolling in here? UNK Shadron football, we're going to throw out a little Babe. Sticks. What? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Email douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Facebook is Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. All you have to do is use any of those ventures, and you can get caught up with us. And the email, and of course the Facebook, if you want to send off your questions for Jeff Erickson of RotoWire, joining us in the last segment of the program today around 11:40. We might have him on a few minutes earlier. Send us your comments and questions, and we'll pass those along as well as we've moved the Mopar, or the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, up here to UNK, where the fall sports luncheon featuring UNK, Kearney High, and Kearney Catholic coaches will be getting underway. Start feeding at 11:45, and then the program at 12 o'clock. You're out of here by 1. We've had you out of here by 1 every single year, so you can be back to work by 1. You may need an extra 10-minute lunch today, but don't worry about that. Midway's all-new Mopar Quick Lube is available at the Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram location, and right now you can get an oil change, maintenance inspection, and car wash in under 30 minutes without an appointment because they have so many great certified mechanics that can take care of it. I every time I go out there, you've got young gals, old guys, and everything in between. Anybody you want to deal with, they're going to take care of you. And you can wait there in their great lounge, watch some TV, free wireless internet, have a complimentary cappuccino in and out of there in less than 30 minutes. And if you need a ride somewhere, the free shuttle service will do that as well. It's not just hassle-free when it comes to pricing at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. It's hassle-free on everything that goes on from the moment you walk on the lot. And it can't be simpler if you go to the website, thinkmidway.com. Thinkmidway.com. It's a better way. We'll be back with more from the UNK Health and Sports Center as the Doug and Daddy Show rolls on right after this.
Subway has a deal this flat-out delicious. The new $3 flatbread breakfast combo. A 6-inch flatbread breakfast sandwich and a cup of Seattle's Best Coffee. All for just $3. Try the crisp-alicious bacon, egg, and cheese and put your spin on it with everything from juicy tomatoes to spicy jalapenos. The new Subway $3 flatbread breakfast combo.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. May not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards plus tax where applicable.
Not all brake pads are created equal. Upgrade all four wheels to select Napa premium brake pads at Midas and save $50 by mail-in rebate. They're formulated with premium friction materials for a longer life and quiet, clean braking. Now with a mail-in rebate for up to $50. That's the Midas touch.
Napa mail-in rebate for $25 off per axle. Valid for purchases between 9/20 and 10/22. See manager for rebate form. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
The spots are filling up quickly for the 8th annual Budweiser four-person scramble at Indian Head Golf Club Saturday, August 27th. Only $55 each pays for green fees, cart, food, and prizes. Plus, there are Budweiser specials all day. The field's limited to 28 teams, so get your foursome signed up today for the Budweiser scramble at Indian Head Golf Club on West Husker Highway in Grand Island.
There's so much here for everyone at Indian Head.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Our high school football season kicks off Friday night on our Platte River Radio network of stations. And here's the games you can listen to. On ESPN 1550, Adams Central will host Sydney. On 1230 KHAS, Hastings High travels to Schuyler. On the FM dial, the Breeze 94.5 FM will have Ravenna at Donovan Trumbull. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Fairbury is at Minden. All games kick off at 7 o'clock. And you can hear them on ESPNSuperstation.com as well Friday night.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures top off at about 87. Winds out of the south will also develop and become breezy at times this afternoon around 10 to 15. Tonight we could see an isolated storm develop late. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 75.
Sexy can, just pardon my manners. Girl, how you shake it, gotta play a life. It's a Kodak moment, let me go and get my camera. All I wanna know is...
Thank you, Daddy Jones. Central back to the ESPN Radio Superstation. Back in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth live at the UNK Health and Sports Center where the Fall Sports Luncheon will be going on today. They'll talk sports from UNK, Kearney Catholic, and Kearney High. All the fall coaches will be on hand to give a little preview of what's going on. Lunch is only $5, just like every other Loper luncheon. Everyone is invited to attend, so please come on out as they continue finishing up the final prep work here, getting things set up. They may need a few more tables if there's going to be such a big crowd today. We'll see. We'd love to have you come out and join us at any time that you want to watch sports, talk sports, hang out with your friends, have an icy cold beverage, grab something to eat, listen to great music. You can do all of that at one spot in Kearney, and that's Cunningham's Journal, the Loft, and the Courtyard. Another beautiful weekend with more great live music. College folks, if you're just coming into town, if you just transferred in, even if you're a freshman, maybe you're not 21, you can have something good to drink, have some good food, and enjoy the music as well. Cunningham's on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center on the north edge of Central Avenue on 23rd Street. They've got more high-definition televisions than anybody else in the Tri-Cities area when it comes to watching sports. And check out their happy hour specials from 3 to 6, including the Big Ass Beer Special for only $2.50, along with All Wells for a buck and a half, and a large selection of small craft and micro brews available with the always guaranteed coldest draft beer in Kearney. It says it right there. Sometimes it's so cold I think it's going to freeze, but, you know, it doesn't. It's too good.
I thought it was going to hurt the back of my throat the last time I was in there, but it didn't. I battled through it.
Great lunch and evening specials. Pick up anything off the menu that you want, anything from pizzas to sliders to skewers of shrimp and steak. It's so, so good at Cunningham's Journal, Loft, and Courtyard in downtown Kearney.
Doug, we're taking a look at these over-unders, and we're messing around because people are interested in that sort of stuff. The lowest over-under, as put out by our friends, is Colorado, if you can believe that. Four games is their win total. just a slight favorite on over, 125. Under, you get plus 105. And the second lowest in all the land, well, not all the land, because they don't put out 75 teams out of the 100 and whatever, but the second lowest right next to them, Colorado State Rams, 4.5. Will it come down to whether those two teams, the winner of those games, will go over and the one will go under? And that's just simply amazing that those are the two lowest in all, you know, in all the landscape of college football that people follow. That, to me, is amazing. And, Colorado's been an up-and-down team, but they surely got to win more than four games, don't they?
Well, you would think so, Tony, but with a new coach and as far down as they've been in a team that's kind of hanging on that three-win plateau, I don't know. Well, you would take the over?
I would certainly think I would take the over. The talent's certainly been around there at times. I don't know. Inconsistencies killed that team, but they've been in ball game after ball game, and then something bad happens and kind of that snowball effect, and they just haven't been able to pick some things up.
Well, let's take a look at the schedule, and you give me, and we won't talk Colorado for too long, but here's what's what? Oh, just, yeah. See, you got to remember, they're not playing Iowa,
no,
Iowa State, Kansas State. Okay, they go to Hawaii to open the season September 3rd.
But you got to win that one. June Jones isn't there anymore.
Hosting California.
No.
Then it's Colorado State at Denver.
They win that one. They're the big brother in that.
They go to Ohio State.
No.
They host Washington State.
Yes, they win that.
Okay, so there's three. All right. Then, on back-to-back weekends, they go to Stanford.
No.
And Washington.
No.
Then they come home to play Oregon.
No.
Okay, after that, then they go to Arizona State.
No.
They host USC.
No.
They host Arizona.
No.
Okay, then after that, they go to UCLA.
No.
They fly home from UCLA on a Saturday, and then their final game of the year is at Utah on Friday.
No.
How many did you get, Tone?
I got three. I got three and everything.
You got them winning one game in the conference. You've got them losing eight football games to end the season and going 3-9.
Boy, that's got to be one of the tougher schedules in college football. I mean, you look at Nebraska and how tough it is.
But well, they actually have 13 games too, Tony, because they're playing 9 conference games and 4 non-conference after they changed schedules.
I know Rich Broderson's a huge Colorado Buffalo fan, and I know he loves the Buffs. I don't even think Rich would tell you they're going to get over 4. 4-4 is a number where you get your money back. How many you got? I mean,
I wouldn't take more than 4. I wouldn't take more than 4. I mean, there's a couple in there you got to think that they would at least have a chance on, maybe in Arizona at home or something like that. But
that's interesting when you start breaking it down like that and you start going over those away games especially. They're going to be an underdog in every game. You know, the last 8, they will not be favored in any of those ball games.
Well, and I will say this. I'm not so sure that I would give them the Hawaii game. Nobody goes to Hawaii and wins. It's not a top 20 team.
You're correct on that. And it's a... They go over there and screw around in the sun a little bit, which time change difference. You're not ready to play a football game, and all of a sudden Hawaii sneaks up and bites you. Now, it's interesting because you've kind of been on this Texas deal, and the Texas is interesting because many people think that Baylor is ahead of them. Now, I think I did notice Baylor on the Bodog site is got 6.5 as their win total. So I don't think, if you look at the win totals, what is Texas's win total?
8.5, Tony. 8.5.
Well, that tells me that they're going to win some football games.
September 3rd, let's run down this. Rice.
Yes.
At home. BYU at home.
Yes.
That's a big national game. UCLA at home. They lost to them last year.
Yes.
Okay, there's three. Iowa State.
Yes.
God, that's at home. No, that's at Iowa State.
No, it was at Iowa State last year, wasn't it?
Okay, let me back up here. The game is at UCLA.
Okay, I'm going to take that one off just for right now.
Then at Iowa State.
Okay. Well, maybe that was it. That was.
That's a win.
Yes. Well, then, although they beat them at Texas last year, I guess.
Oklahoma.
No.
Oklahoma State.
No.
At home.
No.
K Kansas.
Yes.
There's four. Texas Tech at home. Yes.
Yes.
Missouri at Missouri.
No.
Kansas State at home.
Yes.
Yes. At Texas A&M.
No.
And Baylor at Baylor.
There's eight.
I think you got seven.
Seven or eight. They're eight
and
a half.
Seven. They're eight and a half.
I mean, if you throw UCLA, I'm giving a 50, you know, this. That would be under still. If those other teams are as good
well,
as everybody thinks. But
they're figuring that the three losses that they have are Texas A&M, Missouri, and
Oklahoma
would be the three that I would figure Vegas has penciled in there. That would make you a 9-3 ball club. And if you lose anywhere else, then you're under the 8.5 total. I'd say Texas is 8. I think they can win 8. It's just weird because if they're worth a grain of salt, they should find a way to beat Missouri. They should find a way to give Texas A&M all they want.
You're exactly right. And then they find themselves in I think that Oklahoma-Texas game will probably be better than many people expect it to be with where Texas was at a year ago. I mean, I think that is always one of those, you know, two Rams going against each other. Neither one likes the other one, and it should be a great rivalry game again, as it always is.
Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, breaking news, Tony. Breaking news, the RMAC preseason golf poll is out.
Oh, good. I've been waiting for that all summer.
You can see that what the departure of Alex Farrell has done to this UNK men's golf team. They've got them predicted 9th in the conference, and the women are predicted to finish 6th.
Ooh, that's a little punch in the face as we go as we exit. Shame on those RMAC coaches.
Well, and again, you kind of just look at who's returning and what they shoot, so it's not too tough there. Also, Division II championships in men's and women's cross country and indoor and outdoor track and field will have increased student-athlete participation beginning in 2012. The number of teams in the cross country championships will increase from 24 to 32 and from 16 to 24 automatic qualifiers. Overall, the total number of competitors for men and women will increase from 184 to 248. The top three teams from each regional will automatically advance to the finals. That's an increase of one team per region. This is huge for UNK because they are in the toughest region in the country with the Western States and the Adams States on a perennial basis, and this will only help UNK. I mean, the men are picked to finish 6th in the cross-country conference, and they're 23rd in the country. So there you go.
That's been one of those deals that Brady Bonzel's zeroed in on, and they've been very competitive, but they've still never been able to raise up to meet those other. It's kind of one of those for Hastings. It's a Sioux Falls Morningside deal. No matter how good we think we get, those guys are at the top of the mountain, and we're having trouble knocking them off.
Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, a little high school football talk because the opening night of the season is tonight. Tomorrow, Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report will be joining us. Also on the program tomorrow, Tervell Delagnev, the best heavyweight wrestler in the United States, going to the world teams in Turkey. We're going to talk with him on the show tomorrow because Saturday, another UNK event, their first annual Wrestling Hall of Fame banquet. They're going to roast Tervell Delagnev. He's going to be there. They're raising money for the UNK wrestling family. They're going to induct 3 members to the UNK Wrestling Hall of Fame for the first time ever. Mr. Reichs, Mr. Hagen, and Coach Ramey are the 3 that are going in. It's going to be a fun night. Gets underway. Social hour at 4:30, meal at 6, then the induction ceremony, the live auction. They'll have some silent auction items, so they got some really good stuff, and that's going on Saturday. So tomorrow, Tervell Delagnev and Bob Jensen among our guests. Still to come on our show, we're going to be chatting with Jeff Erickson. He is the senior writer of RotoWire, and if you've got a fantasy football question, give us a buzz and give us an email. We'll be back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show live from the UNK Health and Sports Center, where the Fall Sports Luncheon is getting underway. In fact, if you show up now, it looks like they're ready to serve lunch for only $5, and all of the UNK Kearney High and Kearney Catholic Fall Sports coaches will be chatting. We're back after this.
And it's 2009 AL MVP Joe Mauer stepping up to the shower. He turns on the water, wets down his hair, and reaches for the Head and Shoulders. Mauer knows Head and Shoulders is for more than just dandruff. It does 7 great things for his scalp and hair. And here comes the squeeze. He's washing. That hair's going to look out of this world!
Joe Mauer.
Yes.
Enough with the sportscaster impressions.
Oh, sorry. I mean,
sorry. Just thinking out loud.
Head and Shoulders. 7 benefits, 1 bottle. Official shampoo of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on products all over the store, and we're not done yet. Every week, you'll find new ways to stretch your home improvement dollar and get more project for your money.
ways to keep your home in better shape and turn the dollars you've got into more than you expected. Change your home improvement plans. Plan to get more done with guaranteed low prices, now even lower. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures top off at about 87. Winds out of the south will also develop and become breezy at times this afternoon around 10 to 15. Tonight we could see an isolated storm develop late. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 75.
On the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Daddy, some folks are glad that they're playing football tomorrow night, and some folks are wishing they didn't have to play for another couple weeks.
Right. Some people probably aren't as prepared as other teams. Some of these senior-laden teams are so sick of practicing right now. You know, we really get started tonight, Doug. A big Metro matchup with Millard West and Omaha North get underway. That's going to catch... You know, if you're a state football fan, people are going to stay up to watch the sports tonight and see that the score of that game.
Lincoln East and Lincoln North Star, the other game that is on the docket for tonight. I spoke with Bob Jensen earlier this morning getting things set up for tomorrow's interview. He's going to Omaha tonight.
Oh, no. Don't tell me he's going to be in Bayard tomorrow night.
Yes. He is hoping to catch the Harrison 2 o'clock kickoff, which is the farthest northwest school in the state of Nebraska. Bayard and I think Scott's Bluff are the spots that he is hoping to make it to tomorrow, because McCook plays at Scott's Bluff, and to see that great quarterback from Bayard as they take on North Platte St. Pat's. And Daddy, that could be interesting if he gets time to do some things.
Bob might hang up there with him. Bob's one of those guys that says, you know, that they can't cover people in high school football. Just if you got some time and you got a kid that can fire it back there, there are going to be people open down the field. Now, it's one of the advantages to owning your own business, too. They don't drug test you. You know, they drug test the employees, but if you're the boss, they don't drug test you. And if you're going from Omaha to Harrisburg, you need to be drug tested. Harrison, Harrisburg, wherever, in the northeast corner to see Bayard play, you need to be drug tested, Bob, because something's not right with you.
Well, we'll be talking to him during his travels tomorrow, so be sure to be with us. But tomorrow, a lot of great games. All of A and B get underway, and Class C and D partial games get going as well. And we've got
a ton of games, as always, on our network of stations. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com for all of your high school sports information. We've got the schedules, we've got the times, we've got the games on the radio, we've got articles from around the state's newspapers that focus on your individual school. Each school has a little webpage.
Not just football and volleyball,
yeah,
as well.
All there.
All the fall sports.
Yeah, it's not just football. Everything's there, and it can continue into basketball and wrestling and all season long at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tomorrow, Sydney versus Adams Central, Hastings High versus Schuyler, Ravenna at Donovan Trumbull, Minden hosting Fairbury. Those are the four games on our Platte River radio that we'll be having for you. You can listen to any of them at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can listen to any of those. And folks, don't forget to check out our poll question. We're going to go along with it. How many football games will Nebraska win this year? Our ATS poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Las Vegas has set the number. Bodog has set the number at 10 wins. 10's a push. Would you take over 10 wins, exactly 10 wins, or under 10 wins? Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Vote now on our ATS poll question. Our last poll question is whether you thought Bubba Starling would ever be a Major League Baseball All-Star. Pretty much right down the middle, Daddy, 50-50.
And it's interesting because still so far away. Many people think 3-4 years probably projected before he reaches that major league level, unless you rush the kid like they did Gordon, and we saw how that worked out. They probably needed Alex Gordon to stay in the minors another year. Now, Alex, very, very good night. Hit another home run last night.
But, 17. 17 for Alex Gordon so far this season.
Doug, and we were talking about college football earlier, and now we're talking high school football. Back to college football. Rob Henry from Purdue, quarterback, blows his ACL yesterday. Now they're reporting that Robert Marv's in line to take over. Robert Marv has not practiced yet, as far as I know. He had the knee injury a year ago.
Last year, yeah.
He has not made it back and still has pain every day in his day-to-day as far as what he can do. They're down to a third or fourth string quarterback already this year, and that is not good news for Danny Hope at Purdue.
Well, they're going to struggle the way it is, and when you look at the type of offense that they hope to run, that's the kind of guy you want there. And so we'll see how that all pans out. Hey, also, it looks like do these kids ever go to school? The Kearney Little Leaguers are going to be here today as well, and so they are going to be honored. And, Tony, I think you've just got some information sent to you during the show that the community celebration is going to be on Labor Day night. So once everybody gets back from their Labor Day activities, you have some information on that.
Yeah, I believe they're going to have that at Memorial Field. We'll pass you along more information as we get it, but I believe it's 6:30 to 7:30 up at Memorial Field September 5th. So opportunity to come out and support the kids that had an opportunity and were so close from Williamsport.
Now, here's what I have to wonder, and we'll have to ask the compliance director, does this count as an official visit for these kids to the UNK campus?
That's interesting. Yes. Well, Kearney Business Bureau. It's not. UNK had nothing to do with sanctioning this event.
never mention NCAA around the brass at any school. It just puts them up. But the kids are here, so UNK, Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, the Kearney Little Leaguers, all the coaches are going to be on hand here tonight or today, getting underway in just a little bit. The lunch is being served now. The coaches will begin speaking at 12 noon. So can't wait to be a part of that. Come out and join us, $5 lunch, and hear what the coaches have to say over your lunch hour at the Loper Lunch here at the UNK Health and Sports Center. And, Daddy, we've been talking about football and volleyball and new TVs. It doesn't matter if you've got a new TV if you're sitting on a milk crate to watch it.
That's exactly right. That's why Bruce Furniture is waiting for you. You can receive free in-home interior design services. There's no purchase necessary. Just stop in and see them. A full line of interior design services for every room, not just the kitchen, not just the bathroom, not just the living room, all rooms, from pillow fabrics, carpet color, and wall decor. Bruce Furniture helps create just the right look for you, whether you're in Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, Alliance, or the surrounding areas. Stop in to Bruce Furniture today. They want you to know there's no after-the-sale add-ins or add-ons, no fine print. The price of a piece of furniture or mattress is that exact price. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance.
Well, coming up in just a moment, we're going to talk a little fantasy football here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And if you've got a question, we encourage you to fire it off to us here at the Den Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, because we're pleased to welcome back into the program as we do
Thursday at this time, the senior editor from RotoWire, and you can check him out online, rotowire.com. Jeff Erickson is with us again. And Jeff, good morning. Is it getting busy, or are you pretty comfortable with where your rankings are at right now?
Oh, it's changing every day. I mean, hey, yesterday the Colts signed Kerry Collins, indicate that Peyton Manning's not going to be able to play in week one. That's a pretty drastic shakeup there, not only just Manning, but also the skill position players. So let's face it, I don't really trust Kerry Collins to drive that bus nearly as effectively as Manning.
How far, Jeff, do you drop Peyton Manning then?
We've dropped him to our number 10 quarterback right now. He's below his brother. He's below Big Ben Roethlisberger, below Matt Schaub, just ahead of Matt Ryan and Josh Freeman right now.
Significant drop for Peyton Manning. You wouldn't waste a pick on Kerry Collins, would you, even like in the 15th, 16th round, or would you?
Probably, yeah, at this point, I'm not. I did a draft last night, and it was a 12-team league, 16 rounds, so went fairly deep, and he didn't get drafted. Thing is, most leagues, you're only starting one quarterback, right? So for the most part, you know, until we get to the bye weeks, guys like that aren't really on the radar. You end up usually in these leagues about 18 to 19 quarterbacks get drafted. I wouldn't put Kerry Collins that high.
If Jeremy Maclin's coming back, one of the elite playmakers in all of the NFL, but what's happened in the offseason, had some surgery, get him back. Where do you rank him at?
Right now we've got him as our number 17 wide receiver. You know, he's a tough guy to rank this year just because, you know, it's a question of when he's going to return to practice, let alone game speed, being able to do that. They say his conditioning is okay, but I'll tell you what, I'm still a little wary. I think that, you know, in fact, there's a couple guys below him in our rankings that I might personally take ahead of him. I might, for instance, I like Mario Manningham a little bit better with the Giants right now. I think I like Anquan Boldin a little bit better with the Ravens. But, you know, there's plenty of upside, obviously. He's a skilled player. It's just a question of can he stay on the field.
Jeff Erickson of RotoWire joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. We've got some questions to fire off to our main man today, so let's start with them. Here's the first one. Josh and Kearney has a couple of running back situations, and this is interesting because of the injuries from last year. Wants to know your thoughts on Ryan Matthews in San Diego and Ryan Grant's situation in Green Bay.
You know, Ryan Matthews looked really good against the Cowboys on Sunday night. They're pleased with his conditioning now. You know, he's going to be still in a bit of a timeshare, though, with Tolbert, and I am a little concerned. The thing is, you can't ignore the San Diego running back situation. They got a great offense, and any Norv Turner coach team is going to be running the ball rather frequently around the goal line. So that's something you really got to watch out for. I'm probably going to take him as, like, my third running back if I'm going to go after him. I don't want him as one of my top two running backs. I think that's the caveat there. Ryan Grant, it's interesting. He ensured pretty much that he's going to be with the team by accepting this pay cut as a reduction of his base salary in exchange for a guaranteed contract. That means the Packers are not going to cut him. I mean, they're confident that knee is strong enough. That actually speaks to the fact that he might get more carries than James Starks. I think that this is a move that's going to solidify his status. So I'm moving him up a little bit in my rankings right now.
Jeff, you watch the guys on TV, and everybody's got these, you know, who's better, Andre Johnson, Roddy White. I think everybody can agree they're 1 and 1A. After them, how big of a drop-off is it? No one else is in that conversation. I mean, Larry Fitzgerald, sure, but how big of a drop-off, or how far do you allow the picks to go before a receiver if those first two guys are gone?
Actually, I like Calvin Johnson better than I like Roddy White even, so he's in that conversation for me. I don't think there's much of a drop at all. I think Larry Fitzgerald is right there. I think it's a tier of four instead of tier of two as far as the elite wide receivers. After that, Miles Austin, Akeem Nicks, Greg Jennings, Mike Wallace, those are the guys that are probably my next set. But those are the guys that are going mid to late second round more often than not. That's where that run starts. I want to get one of those guys in the top nine, if I can, as my first wide receiver. I don't want to have, you know, there are leagues where I've waited on wide receivers, and I don't like the end result. I did a draft on Tuesday where I did that. I ended up taking a quarterback early, and I'm not happy with the way the draft unfolded after that. And that's one of the things. Try to do a lot of mock drafts so you can kind of get a feel for that. I think that's the big takeaway. You can use Yahoo, CBS, we have a Mock Draft Central, are all great sites to go practice some of these drafts so you can kind of see what happens, especially if you know what your draft slot is, go ahead and mock it out a couple times. So you get a good feel for who's going to be available. If you chose, it's kind of a choose-your-own-adventure. You go point A, what's going to happen to point B? And so I'm kind of getting long-winded here on this one, but sorry about that. But I really think it's the takeaway here is I really like getting one of those top four receivers. Failing that, I want to get one of those top nine.
Jeff Erickson is with us, senior editor of RotoWire. If you've got a fantasy football question, shoot us an email to the Den Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We always have this conversation every year at this time, Jeff. You just touched on it. I'm in multiple fantasy football leagues, and in none of those leagues do I know my draft position until about 10 minutes before the first pick is made. So whether you're a veteran or whether you're a newbie to this whole scene, you can't over-prepare, because if you knew you were number two, you know, hey, I'm going to take one of these two guys, and probably then I'm going to be looking at this. When you can fall anywhere from 1 to 12, your whole draft strategy can be blown up. So how do you keep it simple and still have a game plan when you show up for your draft?
I think all the more reason to do some mocks in different positions to get a good feel for where the drop-offs are, because that's going to kind of dictate your strategy. If you're drafting third, you have a pretty good idea what you're going to do, and you have to know what's going to come back to you. I think that's the key thing. But, you know, generally, what you want to do is, when you're drafting, when you make that pick, imagine what that pick's going to do for the next couple of rounds for you. Try to think in advance. It's like any good chess player, any good poker player. A chess player thinks, good chess player thinks 2 to 3 moves in advance, an elite one 4 to 5. A good poker player thinks about not just the hand he's in, but, how he's going to set this guy up for future hands or, on future streets for another card. It's anticipating what your plan of action is going to be. You need to kind of have a feel for, if I take Michael Vick, what does that mean? What am I going to do for my next subsequent picks? Have a good idea there of what your every single move entails. And I think you'll do a lot better that way. So you can make that decision, that hard decision, that third round. Okay, do I take my second running back here, or do I take a wide receiver? What is that going to do to me later on? And that, I think if you do that, you'll come away with a much better draft.
Let's go to Mike in Hastings here on the Dent Popper inbox. He says, I am drafting fifth in a 14-team non-PPR league, so regular league, 14 teams. He's drafting fifth. He wants to know, should he go for a running back like Charles, Rice, McCoy, or should he use that for Vick or Rodgers? The league allows them to start two quarterbacks.
Did you say, I didn't hear the last part. Are you saying, do you start two quarterbacks in this league?
The league allows them to start up to two quarterbacks.
Okay, because that's an awesome format, and I'm seeing a lot more of that these days. It really brings the values of quarterbacks back up. Typically, your average fantasy football draft is pounding the running backs early in that first round. Now, in a league where you can start a quarterback in your flex spot or you're forced to start two quarterbacks, all of a sudden, taking Rodgers or Breeze at that spot is really in play, taking Vic for that matter, too. So I think what's going to happen is if Foster and Peterson go, then I think you go the quarterback route. Maybe you take Charles there, too. I'm pretty happy taking Jamal Charles. In fact, I almost like Charles just as much as Peterson, although the news on Dexter McCluster getting some running back touches kind of scares me just a little bit. But, I think that I would not take a wide receiver in that spot unless you're getting some sort of special overlay there and getting wide receiver points, a bonus in, like, say, if it's a PPR league and receivers get, 1.5 points per reception, running backs get 0.5 point, then you think about that a little bit. But I think if you can get Rodgers or Vic there, I would do it. If the top four go Peterson, Foster, Rodgers, Vic, that's the tricky spot. I'd probably go Charles in that instance.
A lot of scenarios out there. Jeff, Chris Johnson, what do you do with him? We're a week closer to the season. I still don't think he's practicing. What do you do with him?
In fact, he and his agent met with the Titans GM yesterday, and the Titans GM yesterday came away saying he didn't think any progress was made in talks. That's a pretty ominous sign. We have him, I think, down to 13 overall in our overall rankings, and it's going to drop even farther pretty soon. I'm just hoping people make that decision for me. Last night I did a draft. I was drafting 8. Fortunately, someone took Johnson before I even had to make that decision. I don't want to, maybe in the second round I'd take a chance. I'd rather even wait till the third before you take a chance on that. I mean, yeah, the ceiling's so ridiculously high, but this is one of those rare instances where the holdout seems like both sides are pretty firmly entrenched, and if you look at it from their each individual perspectives, it's logical for them to be entrenched. That it's not like Tennessee is counted on being a contender this year. They're not desperate to get him back on board. You know, in the same case of Johnson, this is he's not learning. He's not really losing any value from his future values in terms of free agency. So he's got reason to hold out. And of course, this is when you're an NFL running back, you strike while the iron is hot. Contracts aren't guaranteed for the most part in the NFL, so you do what you can to get yours. And whether you like it or not, I mean, it makes logical sense for him to do this. So I think I could see this lasting into the season.
Scott and Carney says, I'm in a 4-point and a 6-point quarterback league. How big a difference is there in where I draft a quarterback?
You know, it really doesn't change too much of when you take a quarterback, because the reason why we wait on quarterbacks to begin with is because you're only starting one of them and in a format there where, you know, so at most 12 are started in any given week, and then you're dealing with, of course, in bye weeks, you add some more quarterbacks to the pool in the play. But, you know, for the most part, you're going to get a pretty decent quarterback if you wait. I think there's instances there where it pays to kind of take advantage of the whole league is waiting on quarterbacks. But most leagues I'm in, that doesn't happen. Once in a blue moon, I'll find, like, Tony Romo available in the fifth round. I'll take that, or Phillip Rivers in the fourth. But if it's anything, you know, if I have to reach earlier than that, I'm pretty uncomfortable because of what it does for the rest of my draft. If you're in a league that starts only two running backs, two receivers, and no flex, then, yeah, it's more about the spots than the scoring system for me.
Jeff, when a player that's young, like a rookie like Roy Helu, has a 100-yard game, breaks off a 57-yarder, and catches people's eyes, how much does that move him up charts, if any?
It definitely moves him up charts. He's not going to get drafted as a starter, but, you know, certainly if you're a Timmy Hightower owner, you want to back him up with Helu. Although, keep in mind, Ryan Terrain's still in the picture there. Just he's been hurt. That's the only reason why he's not part of that. You have to take it also with a little bit of a grain of salt because it's against the competition he's doing against. In this case, the Colts, who are pretty bad run defense to begin with, and he did it mostly against their subs. So you kind of want to, you know, ratchet your enthusiasm down just a smidge. A lot of these guys are like that. Jamie Harper had a big game for Tennessee. There's a number of other guys that are like that. You know, Kendall Hunter, you know, former Oklahoma State guy, had a big game for San Francisco. You know, it puts them on the radar. Maybe it makes them the clear number two, and so that's good. I mean, at least in fact, I kind of get annoyed because, you know, I had my eye on Alou to begin with there because I think he's got a lot of talent. Now I have to spend a round earlier pick to get him, and that's kind of annoying to me. But otherwise, yeah, you pay attention to these sort of things, and you try to find, you know, guys that do look good, and more importantly, if he can stay on the field on, like, passing down, so he can, if the coach is comfortable using him in multiple situations, that's when I get pretty excited.
Last question here for Jeff. Jeff, I'm looking at your average draft position on the website here, and a couple of things jump out to me. Rashard Mendenhall in the 5-hole, this is all these drafts, all these mock drafts, that's where he's going, which shocks me. And Peyton Hillis ahead of Frank Gore, 15-16. Darren McFadden ahead of Frank Gore. Your thoughts on Gore and Mendenhall and where they're at?
Well, Frank Gore has had this pretty rich injury history, and last year was just another instance of that. I got him at 27th overall pick in an expert league draft, actually, on Tuesday. So, and granted, this is a PPR league. It's where we start three wide receivers and a flex, but still, I thought that was pretty good value. So I too, was a little surprised about that low ADP for him. Mendenhall, you know, here's the thing about Mendenhall. There's a couple of things that are interesting about him. Pittsburgh actually throws the ball more than people believe. It's not the grinded-out team. So, you know, I think that's a little bit of a high ADP, too. I'm kind of with you on that. But he is kind of the workhorse back. They're really, you know, Isaac Redman's kind of his backup, but he's not a threat to steal any carries away. He is going to get all the goal line carries for the Steelers. He catches some passes. I do think at, like, 6 overall, that's a little high for my liking. But here's the thing. I also believe that, you know, the one thing I do try to preach to people is don't worry so much exactly where he slots. You know, you may say, okay, 6 seems really high, but if you're drafting 6 and you want him, that's your guy, get him. You know, don't feel like don't take somebody else because you feel like you have to and realize that you're not going to get him on the way back. So there's some of that action coming on here, too, I believe.
Jeff, you're the best. We appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. We look forward to visiting with you next week when we're in the thick of all the drafts that are going on.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jeff, and check it out on...
RotoWire.com for all the help you need. Jeff Erickson, senior editor of RotoWire, every Thursday at this time on the Doug and Daddy Show. All of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We are at the UNK Loper Lunch, and we'll wrap up the Doug and Daddy Show here in just a moment. Come out and join us. UNK, Kearney Catholic, Kearney High, fall sports coaches will all speak. Lunch is only $5, and they will honor the Kearney Little League baseball team that's here as well. We'll be back and wrap things up after this.
Hi, folks. John Shambi here, and I've got big news for allergy sufferers. The number one prescribed antihistamine, Allegra, is now available without a prescription. The same exact allergy medicine, same full prescription strength, right on the shelf. Among OTC brands, only Allegra delivers fast, non-drowsy, 24-hour relief for your toughest allergy symptoms. Allegra starts working at hour one to relieve sneezing, runny, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy nose or throat, all without drowsiness. In fact, Allegra doesn't have any warnings about important everyday activities while taking it, like being careful while driving or operating machinery. Full prescription strength relief without any of that fuzzy, groggy feeling you may get from other medicines. And Allegra works all day long. Choose one a day or two a day tablets. For added relief from congestion and sinus pressure, choose new Allegra D. Big news, full prescription strength now without a prescription over the counter. Get it all with Allegra. Now on the shelf at your local retailer. Use as directed.
Here's my credit card, all my cash, deed to my house, oldest child's birth certificate, TV.
Nobody likes surprise repair shop charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at AutoTech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost half a century of experience to solve most problems. And every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Most repairs are warranted for 12 months or 12,000 miles. Surprise? Now you can take your vehicle to AutoTech Specialists at 25th and I for no surprises.
Only half the appeal of the game is the action. The other half is opinion.
Can I switch gears to baseball real quick?
And that's a fact. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com for the Auto Tech Specialist Hot Topic poll question of the day. Cast your vote. Friend us on Facebook. Tell us more of what you think. The ATS Hot Topic poll brought to you on ESPNSuperstation.com by ATS Auto Tech Specialist, 901 East 25th Street. 12-month guarantee on most repairs. Safety inspection free with any service. Log on to ATSAutoCarRepair.com for special offers.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures top off at about 87. Winds out of the south will also develop and become breezy at times this afternoon around 10 to 15. Tonight we could see an isolated storm develop late. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 75.
Hey, welcome back to Doug and Daddy Show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We are live at the UNK Health and Sports Center. They're getting ready for the fall kickoff classic. It's UNK. It's the Stars of Kearney Catholic. It's the Bearcats of Kearney High. They're all here. Come out and enjoy lunch. It's a $5 lunch provided for you here. Sit down, hear what the coaches have to say. They're going to get that started. We want to remind you, maybe it's blistering hot outside like it's been the last few days. Something's light, just what you're craving. You need a place that serves up cool specials. And that place is where else? The Chicken Coop. Try one of the signature salads like the grilled or breaded chicken breast salad based on one of the 12 wing sauces served on a bed of crispy lettuce, onion, tomatoes, and veggies. Or heat things up a little bit and try the Santa Fe crispy chicken salad with juicy chunks of crispy chicken, three cheeses, and homemade pico de gallo. Only at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney, downtown Grand Island. We'll see you there. There's not a bad seat in the house. Plus, we've got great drink specials going on all day and night. Merritt, we got to go. We got to get out of here. We're backed up against it. I want to thank you for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Come out and enjoy lunch, folks. We want to thank Jeff Erickson, senior editor for RotoWire Magazine, for giving us his fantasy perspective. If you got a fantasy question, folks, and you want to shoot us an email, you're by your computer this weekend, fire it to us. We'll get Jeff the question on Thursday's show. He'll be back next Thursday. On tomorrow's show, Travell DeLognev joins us. They're going to roast him, along with have a fundraiser this weekend for the UNK wrestling team, along with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep. All that and more. Tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show, plus the latest on Huskers, the latest on Big Ten football, right here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.